is Linda there? Hi, is Linda on the line? Hi, is Linda on the line? Hi, is Linda on that line? Hi, is Linda on the line?
Hello?
Linda?
Yep.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much
for calling in.
My name is Katie Sweeney, and I'll be facilitating our conversation.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much. I want to get started by telling you a little bit about myself and what we're going to be doing today. I'm an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own business, and I talk to people about all kinds of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person, sometimes over the phone, but it renders me objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say. Anything goes in our conversation. There is no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And by that, I mean honest, of course, and about you. You're only representing yourself today, not other people. I do want to let you know I am recording the conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't have everything in my notes. And I have a member of my research team, a note taker, who's listening, but they won't be part of the conversation. I do want to reassure you everything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way when I'm done with the interviews that I'm doing. I look at the responses in aggregate only, all right?
Okay.
And if for whatever reason we get disconnected, just call back in on the same number and passcode, and we'll pick it back up where we left off. So to get started on your end, I'd like to find out a little bit more about you. I just want to confirm, you don't have to tell me where, but you are in the state of Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
And who else lives with you in your household, if anybody, Linda?
My wife.
Okay. And you're working full-time, correct?
Correct.
And what is your occupation? Please don't tell me the company you work for, because that's confidential. But if you can tell me your occupation and the industry.
It's the industry would be education. My occupation, believe it or not, is called boat builder. That's it's an HR title. I'm what's called the boatman. I work with a collegiate rowing team.
Oh, great. Okay. That's very cool. Have you rowed? Are you a rower? I guess
a rower. No, I'm not a rower. I was a boat builder.
Oh,
I was a boat builder.
Cool.
So that's
That's what I love about my job. I get to talk to people that do all different types of things.
Yeah.
And I think that's a first for me. I think I've talked
to
a boat builder before. How long have you been working for your current employer?
This is my 10th year with this group.
Okay. And we are going to be talking about financial services providers and specifically about retirement plans. Don't worry, rest assured, I'm at no point going to ask you numbers or balances or anything like that, because that, of course, is confidential. Do you have a retirement plan, like, I guess, a 403B or a 401K with your current employer?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And is it a 403B if it's in education?
That sounds like it could be true. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up right now just so I can
be
more lucid.
As long as it's a retirement plan, so no worries.
Okay.
And did you contribute to that plan in this calendar year? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I like to use fill-in-the-blank questions for when I'm doing these types of interviews. And here's the first one that I want you to fill the blank in. I'll tell you where.
Okay.
When thinking about let's say it's a 403B. When thinking about my 403B with my current employer, I feel blank.
Confident, reassured,
okay.
Something like that.
Tell me about where that confidence, that reassured. Tell me why you chose those words.
Good question. You know, it's good news to know that there is a plan like that. They are putting money into it for me, in addition to what I put aside for myself. So if it weren't that easy, I might not have so much savings. You
okay.
Know?
All right. Do you earmark that? Is it a retirement plan in your mind? Is it earmarked for retirement or something else?
Yeah, no, it's earmarked for retirement.
Okay. And do you have any other retirement accounts, either at former employers or ones you've rolled over?
I do, yeah.
All right. And how many different retirement accounts do you have?
I have one from before of my own work, and then I have two more, one that I inherited from my aunt and one that I inherited from my mother.
Okay. And are they at the same providers or different providers?
They are various. All different providers, I think it's safe to say, yeah.
Well, okay. Those three are three different providers, all right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What about your wife? Does she have retirement accounts as well?
She does, yeah, from when she was working. Also separately, you know, managed somewhere else.
Right, okay. So a bunch of different providers in your life, it sounds like.
Correct, yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the one that's managing your current retirement plan that you have at your current employer. Can I confirm,
It
is Vanguard?
I believe there's some Vanguard and there's some TIA-CREF,
okay.
And that's how it's dispersed, and don't ask me more than that. Yeah, I mean, I am like the most not lucid about this stuff, I'm
that's
afraid.
Okay. That's and you don't have to be. for the purposes of this conversation, that wasn't a criteria.
Okay.
I do want to focus on Vanguard for a moment.
Sure.
Give a piece of paper and a pen or pencil handy.
I do, yes. Uh-huh.
Old school, right? Sometimes I don't have those around anymore. But what I'd like you to do is, from time to time, I'm going to be asking you to write things down. And the reason I do that is so you can listen to my question, think about your answer, collect your thoughts, and write it down without my interrupting you. And then let me know when you're done, all right?
Okay.
Because I can't see what you're doing. So
okay.
The first question is, I'd like you to write down whatever your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to mind? Just do a stream of consciousness from your brain to the paper, and I'll give you a few moments and let me know when you're done.
I think I have only two.
Okay.
I will say three. I think of my parents had a Vanguard account that they were saving their money into when they were, you know, working, and I believe that it was successful. So I think of it as a successful thing. I also think that I remember, and I could be even wrong about this, but I'm attributing it to Vanguard, that they had some kind of an account that was just wildly successful, so successful that it was closed, and you couldn't get in there. You couldn't buy shares in that account.
Okay.
It was like some you know, mutual fund that you couldn't get into anymore. If you weren't already in there, you're out. And so again, very successful. So for some reason, I have it in my head that Vanguard is a successful and you know, wise choice, if you will. And the other thing I think I remember is, I can't even, that's not true.
You had a third thought. And then
That was the third thought, and I feel my partner used to work in catering, and I feel like she may have catered some sort of event, and that sort of was in my mind, but I don't actually have any, you know, it doesn't crystallize into anything really.
Now, do you have, other than your 403B, your current 403B that's at Vanguard, do you have any other Vanguard accounts?
That's a very good question too. It's possible that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you see how unconnected I am to all this stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like I might. And I only find that out like at tax time when things start turning up in the mail.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you, and you've been, oh, I actually didn't ask this question. You've been enrolled in your current plan. I know you've been at your company for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Employer for 10 years. You've been enrolled in this retirement plan for how long?
You know, probably most, if not all of it. And I think that happens automatically when you're once you've been here for some amount of time, and that they start putting money aside for you, and then they also give you the option to match. To put it in yourself. And I think I picked that up pretty early, so it could be 10 years. And in fact, it's actually 11 that I'm at the company because I was at a different school before this one for a year. Yeah.
Okay. And so let's talk about how you interact, if at all, with Vanguard now. How do you communicate with them? How do they communicate with you?
Right. I think I get statements. Sometimes statements come in the mail for any of these financial things that I get, I have, that I own. And I think that Vanguard is among them. I definitely get mail from Vanguard. Mm-hmm. I get mail from Vanguard. That's how it is. Yeah.
And what do you do with what comes in the mail for Vanguard? I talk to all different people, and they do all different things with what comes in the mail.
I pretty much disregard it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I open it, maybe I don't.
Okay.
Maybe I file it, maybe I leave it in a pile. It's eventually all going to get filed, but I look at it very little.
All right. And because?
Why do I not look at it?
Yeah.
Because I don't need to do anything to it. There's nothing. They never ask me for anything. I mean, apart from like tax things, which you can kind of tell that those are things you have to do something with. If it indicates that I have to do something, then I do it. But otherwise, it's just looking at your numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sell anything. I'm not going to do anything. I don't want to know if it's gone down, and it doesn't matter to me if it's gone up. So once in a while I glance, but for the most part, I'm afraid of looking at those numbers. They just alarm me. And so I avert my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say you don't want to know if it's gone down and you don't want to know if it's gone up, why not?
Because it's momentary. it's momentary. Down is, I think, it's a psychological thing. If you see something, you see your money having gone down, that's like, bad, and nobody needs that negativity, or at least I don't. So that I don't want that. And if it goes up, well, that's nice, but tomorrow it can turn around and go down.
Okay.
So there's no reason to start celebrating that.
Right.
So in that case, it's all meaningless in a kind of a way.
Right. All right. And now, have you ever had to call them or so you've gotten snail mail from them? Have you ever reached out to them in any way or had to call them?
I probably have. Mm-hmm. Almost certainly when I settled my mother's estate, I would have had to get in touch with them to roll over things or take possession of something. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember it very well.
Okay.
But I almost certainly
all right.
did
and
that.
How long ago was that?
It would have been the very beginning of 2014, and we're coming up on the beginning of 2017. A few years, yeah.
All right. Now, I noticed that you didn't mention anything about their website. Have you ever been to Vanguard.com that you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
And as far as you know, you don't have a username, password, login?
Correct. Almost certainly not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'd like you to do is once again take that pen and piece of paper or pencil,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to ask you another question for you to write down, and I'll give you a few moments to do that, and then we're going to let me know when you're done. And we're actually not going to discuss it right away, but we'll come back to it.
Okay.
So what I want you to write down is the reason or reasons, in your words, obviously, that you haven't registered with Vanguard.com.
Uh-huh.
So write that down. Don't share it with me yet. And I'll
give
you a few months.
Let's see. Okay.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. I want to broaden the discussion and talk about your relationship with the Internet in general. I want you to fill in the blank. I am a blank user of the Internet.
Regular.
I'm sorry?
I'm a regular user
regular.
Of the Internet.
All right, so tell me what you do on, and try to focus on personal versus work, because that could be a whole other discussion about what
we
use the Internet for.
Sure, right, you bet.
What do you use the Internet for?
Let's see, what do I use the Internet for? I shop. Research, and I think of it as research. You know, I'm just looking into. I'm in a very technical job, so I'm always looking at what's new in the technical world, just like what kind of new navigation lights are there, this kind of thing. So I'm just searching around and looking at what's new in the world. I look at Instructables a lot, what people are building. It's kind of a weird little website. I look at YouTube very often for instructional information. If I'm doing a thing, you can get information for that. If I get any kind of a question in my mind, how salty is the Great Salt Lake? You just whip out your phone and find out, it's a funny thing. You can just do that anytime, anywhere now.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so I have lots of questions, and I love that I can get the answer right away. So that's what I do.
Okay. You mentioned shopping. What particular sites, name your, top.
Oh, Amazon.
Amazon, all right.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to say, if sometimes it's a specific product and you can buy it straight from a company, in which case I do that,
Okay.
So boat parts, mostly, which is work, really.
Any social media?
Oh, yeah, I guess Facebook, a little bit.
All right.
Since the election, though, not much.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother discussion, but we won't
go
there.
Yeah.
What do you use? Do you have internet access at work that you use for personal use?
Yes.
All right. And what about at home? What devices do you use?
I'm so sorry. Hang on one second. I got a blow my nose. Sorry about that. Right near your ear. At home I have a smartphone, I have a desktop, and I have a tablet.
Okay.
Those are the three that I mainly use. I have a laptop too, but it doesn't work very well, so I don't use it.
Okay. So now I want to go back to what you wrote down as the reasons for not setting up an account on Vanguard.com. Login, password, username, password, login.
Yep.
Because you're a regular internet user, so the reason is probably not because you don't use the internet. So what did you write?
No, correct. Correct.
Which is a reason for some people, but not
yeah,
for
I
you.
Hear you. Yeah, I bet.
What did you write down?
That wouldn't be it. I wrote down that I like to have mail. Otherwise, I would if I didn't get snail mail, if I didn't get actual paper from them, I could easily forget that I even have an account with them.
Okay.
I have this sense of the internet. In a way, as kind of a, I'm hesitant to go to paperless because if somebody doesn't actually physically show up, I can forget that they exist, and that would be just, it's like a black hole, you don't know, and if you forget your password, and if you forget, and I believe me, I could forget that I have a Vanguard account or whatever,
Right.
And the other thing is, I won't be trading. I'm not gonna use it for trading, and so it would be to check my account. Well, I don't especially want to know about my account because, again, I'm afraid of that stuff. So, I don't look.
Okay. A couple follow-up questions on that.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about online banking for you, like your primary bank.
Yes.
Do you bank online? And who
I do.
Is your primary, or who do you use for your primary bank?
Citizens Bank.
Citizens, okay. So you pay your bills online, things like
that's
that?
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Do you use, I don't know if they have a mobile app. If they do you use it?
They do, and I have. Yeah, it's on my phone.
Okay. If you want to deposit an old-fashioned paper check, what do you do?
I have done it by taking a picture of it, or I have walked into the bank.
Okay. So tell me about, and are you paperless with Citizens?
I think I am, yeah. because okay. I'm not going to forget my primary bank account. That's the main thing.
Okay.
And I could say that I don't know if you want me volunteering information,
sure.
But I have another of these accounts, one of these like retirement accounts. It's with Schwab, mm-hmm. and I do have. I think I have. It's not entirely paperless, but I get they email me a weekly statement okay. of my thing, you know.
Okay.
And so that's one thing that I agreed to the weekly statement so that I wouldn't forget that they exist.
Uh-huh.
And and so then I, you know, either I look at it or I ignore it, but it shows up to tell me okay. what my stocks are doing, and I find it to be irrelevant. I mean, they're up, they're down. I more or less just look at, like, okay, what's the stock market doing today? Because that's all it means to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, so help me out here. You've mm-hmm, got, mm-hmm. I would imagine, and you say, if you get in an email from Schwab saying, hey, your statement, you can view your statement, you know, I would imagine you have an online account with them where you've set up a username, password. Is that correct?
I guess so. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you've done it with Schwab, and that you've
right.
got one of your retirement accounts or plans or whatever with them, a retirement
yep.
account with that. Haven't done
yep.
it with Vanguard.
Yeah.
Reconcile that.
Yeah. What is the deal? Okay. I can tell you, I have other ones too. Now that I'm thinking about it, I do. I have one with Tia Kreff. Mm-hmm. Did I have a login account? I have one
yeah.
with Chase. Did I have a login account?
Okay. And that's a retirement account or an investment account?
They are, but yeah, retirement account.
Retirement,
Chase
okay.
is a retirement account. And the reason that I have these things is because both of them have mandatory payouts, disbursements.
Uh-huh.
Like they were ones that I inherited, and regardless
okay.
of your age, you have to take disbursements, you know?
Right.
So those things are dumping out. And so you're going to get statements, and you got to keep track of whether it's coming or not, and
uh-huh.
like that. So,
you're getting withdrawals.
Correct.
From them, or
yeah,
from
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's going into
because
my money.
Because they were inherited. All
right. Right. And whereas Vanguard is not. Vanguard is just sort of sitting there quietly doing whatever it does, and
right.
I don't need to see it. I guess I could look it up in my work account, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
there's nothing that I have to do about it. You know what I mean? It's
uh-huh.
not giving me, it's not paying out. It's just accumulating.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really need to look at it. That's
all
the
right.
difference.
Now, a couple of things. Schwab also, is that also making payouts?
No, it isn't. It isn't. I think it probably arose at one point because I had to do something. Can't tell you what. I can't remember. But it's so long ago now. But and it was a pain in the ass to work with them. I forget why. And I really don't remember why I set it up that way. I really don't. Maybe I was tired of getting paper statements from them. I
right.
think I was having a fit at one point back in the day about having too much mail.
Yeah.
I really don't know why.
Did that predate Vanguard?
Yeah, it did.
And
it
was
does.
It an inherited account or no?
No. It's the oldest one that I have of my own earnings.
Okay.
So from a very old job long ago.
Okay. So you can't
yeah.
really remember what triggered the setup of the online account.
No, I don't really remember. And it may have been that I had to I had to move some money from one place to another place, like a second job that I had maybe had to get dumped in there or something like that. And
okay.
maybe it was easier to do it if it was online.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you know what? I have a nasty taste in my mouth about those guys.
Oh.
I don't like them. I want to get rid of it. You know,
okay.
it's a funny thing.
right. Okay. All right. So a couple of other things that I want to
mm-hmm.
cover. Let's talk about retirement in general. I want you to this is a 10-point scale question. On
mm-hmm.
a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future, where 10 is totally confident and 1 is not confident at all?
Oh, boy. Let's say 5.
Okay. So tell me, give me the rationale for that rating. Tell me why.
Well, unlike many people I know, I actually do have money in, you know, put back, put away for retirement. I mean, I have all these accounts, for example. So there, you know, I'm not up shit's creek, I suppose, but
mm-hmm.
I also am not on top of it. I don't know that it's well invested. I don't know that it's going to be enough, and so I can't call myself confident either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's somewhere in the middle,
okay.
and you know, I'm sort of on the brink of actually seeing a financial planner to sort of look at all this mess and make order out of it.
Okay. And what kind of, not this call, I imagine, but what kind of got you on the brink of saying, hey, I'm, financial planner?
Yeah, I think it was Citizens Bank has a guy, you know, part of their, he works within them somehow, and I think they must have persuaded me one day when I was in the bank that I should talk to the dude, and I did, and he had a good pitch, and meanwhile, you know, a lot of this stuff was inherited, and I was frankly so thrown off the rails by the deaths of those people who I inherited it from that I wasn't really in a position to, like, deal with the money very well.
Right.
So it's been, like, sort of lying around fallow until now when I have finally come out the tunnel and I'm feeling a little more of myself again. And now, so those two things kind of came together. They struck me just at a moment when I was, you know, feeling healthy enough to actually deal with it. Otherwise, I would have said, no, I'm not meeting with the dude.
Okay.
And I haven't yet followed through because I haven't had time, but yeah, I think it's time to sort this out. I know that it's not in order.
Mm-hmm. And when you sat down with that person, I guess it was a he or a you said a guy. When you sat down with him, did you bring him everything that you have? Or?
No, precisely. I did not. This was a sort of a first pass. He was kind of doing his pitch, telling us who he is, what he does, and so on.
Okay.
Yeah, so the next step would be for me to gather all the stuff and bring it in there to him. Yeah.
Okay, all right. How are you feeling in terms of, so what is your retirement, like, horizon in terms of years?
Years. Oh, I'd love to be retired in 5 years.
Okay.
Now that's early. It's a little early. I would be 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you, in terms of like your retirement readiness? I know you say you have a lot of money and you have money in these different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
How confident are you that you're going to be ready at 60 to retire?
You know, I think that is exactly the question that I'm looking to answer with a financial planner right now.
Okay.
That's exactly that. So I'm not sure. I'm not clear, and I can't be. I have to go back to the same, you know, 5 answer or something like that.
Right.
If it's a non-answer, sorry.
Okay.
Right.
And that's kind of triggering in part you're wanting to sit down with someone.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I wanna know where I stand now,
mm-hmm.
and get an idea.
All right. Now I want to talk a little bit about going back to the Vanguard.com website and recognizing you're not a registered user, haven't been to the site.
Mm-hmm.
What could, and this is an open-ended question, all right?
So okay.
There's no wrong answer, as I said, but what features or benefits could Vanguard.com offer you? Or functionality, any one of those, or all, that you would find motivating or could trigger you or compelling for you to consider registering?
I can't begin to imagine,
frankly.
What would compel me to do that?
And that's fine. If that's your answer, that's fine. Because
I'm gonna
review some of my features and benefits. I just was wondering before I get into them.
If there's anything
that you can think of that would say, yeah, that would be a reason for me to go sign up.
No, nothing like that jumps to my head.
Okay.
I don't, especially within this context. You know, maybe if we were talking about banking.
About both buildings.
In general.
You can tell me why I should go register on a boat building site. How about that? Boat site. Let me then review with you some features and benefits, and I want to get your reaction to each one as to whether it's important, compelling, motivating, relevant to you. The question is not, is this a good idea? The question is, that is a good idea for Laura, all right?
Okay.
Is that a reason for you to register and set up a login?
Okay, right.
The first one is basically it allows you to check your balance and get other account information, like the contributions and the past statements if you need them, the rules of your plan. It allows you to compare investment options and make changes if you want to. It also allows you to do things like change your address if you move or change your beneficiary, you know, all the profile
stuff.
So tell me about that, your reaction to those features or benefits.
It would make a lot of sense. That would make a lot of sense if I felt like I was going to have reason to look at that stuff. Changing beneficiaries and that sort of thing, I guess, yeah. Obviously, having things online makes life easier, usually.
Right.
And if you have occasion, if you have a reason to look at it, all that stuff would be great.
Right.
The only issue with Vanguard, as opposed to any of these others, for me, is that there's no particular reason to look at it, and because I'm not doing any trading or anything like that.
Right.
And if I were to begin trading, then I could see doing that.
Right. And at TIA, Krupp and Chase, where you're getting you're not doing the reason why you have accounts there or the online accounts is because you're getting
disbursements,
money coming out, and presumably getting dumped in your bank, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So you set that. So that's all done, set up online. Yeah. You're not getting a check from them in the mail.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And have you, since you've had this account for maybe 10 years or so, have you made any changes to it since you first set it up?
No.
Do you know what types of investments it's invested in? Okay.
Nope.
Let me share with you another feature. You can receive personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings to help put you on track towards having enough money.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and these are just examples. It could suggest you might want to set up an automatic increase at the end of each year, or what its recommendations are in terms of the percentage you should be saving or different ways to get there, suggestions for catch-up contributions if you're over 50. Depending on, you know, who you are, your demographic, it can make personalized suggestions that you can take or not take.
Right, right. I would not be especially interested in that.
Okay, because?
Why? Because, for one thing, it would take up my time. Again, I'm not interested, and I'm not confident about looking at this stuff. You have to understand this is almost pathological. Schwab sends me things like that all the time, you know, investing for blah, blah. And once in a great while, I'll open it up and look at it to see, you know, what do they have to say about what's going on right now. But those things tend to be, for me, they feel like, you know, there's the industry viewpoint, and I don't know. I don't understand the industry. The industry has its own self-interest, and you know, my sister-in-law has made the point that she gets really freaked out whenever she listens to any kind of like pundit type financial analyst type person, because we're talking about retirement, because invariably they're telling you that you need some enormous amount of money to live at X level, And she's going like, where the hell are we going to come up with that? And these people make way more money than I do, my sister-in-law. And so you can imagine, it's like, I'm not taking the advice of some faceless industry that is referring to, I don't know, somebody's idea of what one needs to retire, which is probably not my idea of what one needs to retire. So.
Okay.
You know, I would be, you know, going down a tunnel that also frightens me or bores me one way or the other, or makes me feel uneasy, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, no,
all right.
I don't look at that.
Okay, we put that one to bed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to assume I know the answer, so I'm going to run some of these other features by.
Sure,
It does allow you to use financial tools like calculators to help you make the decision and plan for retirement. The analogy that I like to use are, if you're going to shop for a mortgage, you can use mortgage calculators.
Calculator,
or you want to pay off your mortgage early, you can see how that might affect, or different rates might affect your payments. Those are mortgages. The reason why I'm using that, I think there's also something similar for financial aid. They're financial aid calculators.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
These are calculators about retirement, so that if you increase your percentage by X, what does that mean 20 years down the road? Those types of
uh-huh.
almost what-if scenario planning.
Okay, that I'd be interested to see.
Okay.
Because that at least it feels more neutral and it's just, I mean, it's a mathematical formula, right? So mm-hmm. if you do this, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
And that's very useful information to know with rather mm-hmm. than somebody telling you what's going on in the world and whether or
okay.
not you want to believe them, you know?
All right. It also provides access to informative articles, videos, webinars to learn more about saving for retirement, finances, and investing.
Right. Back to that. No, probably
yeah.
not.
Okay. And
yep.
I think you explained why, but I just wanted to see. It allows you, if you want, to take a loan from your account. I don't know if that's relevant to you or something that you want to do.
Huh. That's fascinating. I didn't even know you could do that.
You actually have the feature now. I mean, you can take... I actually don't know exactly how your plan is set up, but
right,
most accounts, you retirement accounts, you can take a loan. Obviously, there's a
really oh, and isn't there a penalty or something like that?
There's
that,
a difference between a loan and a withdrawal.
But there's
a fee in terms of an interest.
Interest, fee. Yeah, right,
yeah.
Okay, but
yeah.
it's a fund that you could borrow money from.
Yeah.
Ah, I had not known that.
Mm. Yeah. And you could, I will be, in the spirit of full disclosure, you could do that now by calling them on the phone. This is not
yeah.
something that you need the website for, but that is
no, I get it.
To facilitate
yeah.
the website.
But you could, well, I guess you would have to be in the habit of borrowing money from somewhere, mm-hmm. which I'm not, so I think it probably wouldn't matter to me.
It's not relevant to me, right?
Probably not, but it does seem sort of interesting. If you want a 1 to 10, I'll say a 5.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Right. Let's talk about paperless, because you had brought it up before.
Mm-hmm.
It does allow you to go paperless and stop receiving the printed statements. You can receive emails from Vanguard notifying your statement is available to view online. Now, I know you say you're getting them from Schwab Weekly.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if that's a feature that I know it's at least monthly. I'm not...
Yeah, right.
I would imagine there might be an option. I don't know what
yeah,
the schedule
yeah,
is
right.
if you want them more often. But it's the same idea that you have set up on Schwab, and I imagine how are you receiving your TIA, CREF, and Chase statements? Are they...
Right, they do. I think they are actually online.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about the others. I have some that come in the mail, mm-hmm. And
are you paperless yeah. with Citizens? Yeah, yes, you are.
Yes, paperless. Yeah, I am. Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah. I mean, it could go either way, and I think, you know, the Vanguard. I'm certain that I have a Vanguard holding with my work retirement account right now.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I'm not completely certain. You know, I'd have
mm-hmm.
to like once I figure out whether or not I have any holdings that way, then I could decide what to do about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, it's not unreasonable at this point. It's not unreasonable for me to. Think about having everything paperless
right.
because I'm finally starting to be clear enough in my head that I could actually probably manage it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, so that's sort
but
of.
But because you mentioned before when we were talking about before we even brought up the website, you said if you didn't have the paper come whenever it comes monthly,
mm-hmm.
quarterly, whatever,
you
might forget you haven't had the account. I
guess
the idea would be instead of paper, you'd get. An email.
You get an email.
And then
yeah.
you could choose to view it if you want. You don't have to. You could
right.
because it sounds like there's some things are, you know, better left not looking at. You don't
yeah.
necessarily
right.
like to
right.
look at
right.
it. But it's there if you want it and you can if you need to access it, like if you were sitting down
yeah.
with your planner.
Yeah.
You could
yeah.
you could go
and, you know,
and print it out and bring it to him or her.
Right,
yeah.
yes, exactly. Yeah, no, that's true. And I think, you know, the reason that I've hesitated in some instances to go paperless and not in others is that back in the day, I think I remember that the reason that Schwab business was so complicated was because, the reason that it made me so nervous was that this was a long time ago, it was way more than 10 years ago, I think, that it happened, that I was setting up the account, and or that the online account. And, you know, back then, it was like, your email address would change periodically. I don't know. Things have stabilized a lot more now in terms of everybody and their internet service and their email and all that stuff. And we're also much more lucid now about it too. That it doesn't worry me that I might lose something into the ether in terms of your. So yeah, as long as I was getting emails reminding me, then I think I could feel confident about it. So it's not as like out of the question as all that, you know.
I think the other feature and benefit, and I know you're unsure whether you have another Vanguard account outside of your employer, but let's for the purposes of this say you do, maybe one that you inherited.
Yeah.
What having an online account allows you to do is see it all in one place. You don't have to have two usernames and passwords. You have one username, password, one login, and there's everything you have at Vanguard.
Yes, that's right.
That one view,
yeah.
I call it. Is that a motivating or a compelling reason?
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah, I have that with my my Chase account, but strangely, it's one of those that gets the disbursements, and it also has so you get to look at what money has gone out and what money is remaining in the account, and then weirdly, it has. My home mortgage has been bought by Chase, and so I'm paying them for my home mortgage, and that turns up on that statement.
Right.
And once in a while, I have to remind myself, like, what the hell is this for? And because I'm thinking that it's connected with my aunt, you know, and then my mortgage is there, and so it's believe it or not, it's taken me a minute to get my head around the idea that those two things can be conjoined.
Right. Right. And that's the idea here too. That at least all the accounts that you have within Vanguard you could see in one place.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And
then a couple of other things. It also has a mobile app. If you wanted one, you don't have to download it, but that has all the functionality of the website. I'm not sure if that's relevant to you.
Not at all. I would never be looking at it mobily. I mean, I'm about to ask you, like, who accesses their Vanguard on a mobile account? For what reason would you do that, unless you're trading?
Maybe that's the reason.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think
sure.
of.
And then one other thing is, let's go back to, so we're not using the mobile app, got that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to the, it. Let's say you set up an account and you're using it on your desktop or laptop or tablet or whatever.
Right.
If it does have an option for enhanced security through a two-factor authentication, which is a hardware setting, where if you log in and you put in your username and password, you can opt in for it to send you a code to your phone, and then you type in the 6-digit code, just so it knows you that you're you.
So,
you know, some people like this, some people don't. Some people don't. It's not mandatory. You opt in for it.
Oh, right.
But if security is a concern, that's a feature. Just wanted to get your reaction to it.
Yeah. You know, I have that at work. We are obliged to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, it lets you, like, it helps you. It will remember you for 30 days. The secondary login, you know, so that you don't have to go through it every single time you go to log on. You know, and so on the one hand, I'm like, okay, sure, yeah, we can double secure this thing. And on the other hand, it's like, oh my God, what a pain in the ass. Would I sign in for that? You know, probably not until something scared me, and then I would. You know?
Right. So it's there if you want it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are some of the features and benefits of the site.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about everything we talked about, what ones, if any, stands out as the most compelling to you as a reason for you to register, if any?
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I don't. Okay. I don't. I've already like. Yeah, no.
All right.
I mean, whatever. Sorry.
No, that's okay. There was nothing that really.
No, I can't name one of them. I mean, if you ran down the list again,
I can.
Oh yeah, that
the paper.
One.
Yeah, the paper list. Well, the ones that you were positive to were the calculator. the idea of the calculator, and going paperless in terms of, you know, it's not unreasonable
paperless,
at this point.
Yes, absolutely. I would I would like to not have so much mail. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, that's
all right. If we hadn't had short of this phone call, right? What do you think? And this is a speculative question, so who knows, right? But what do you think, if anything, would have caused you to register for or use the website in the future?
I guess the advice of somebody who, you know, I mean, if I went to this financial planner and said, you know, here are your options for how to invest, and I'm recommending this Vanguard, and I were persuaded that, yeah, that sounds like a good plan right there, we'll put it in that Vanguard. Or maybe he says you ought to be a little, you should, you know, just track all this stuff online. Here's a good way to do it. I could imagine that if I got, you know, advice from somebody that I was relying on, that would make me do it. Or if I found that I wanted more control of my money, which I haven't until now, but maybe I will in the near future, then I would want it.
It also sounds like that if you had to, if it came the time that you were, it was, you either, I don't know what type of a, account it is, but if you have to take required minimum distributions at certain, at, you know, at 70 and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah,
Because you're getting distributions from the accounts that you inherited, so that it sounds like that was the trigger.
That
is, that up.
Yep.
Because this allows you to link. That's the other thing, actually, that I didn't talk about. It allows you to link your bank to it.
So that
it just otherwise, if you don't have that linkage, sends you.
Got it. Yep.
So,
yeah. Well, that's a ways down the line.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right.
So. But yes, certainly in the future, if that were the case, then yeah, then there would be a good reason. And I mean, I think it's true that the time is coming where you want increasingly to do all this stuff online, and I am doing it all online. It's just that Vanguard hasn't had any occasion to crop up in this yet. You know, it's one of the last remaining ones that I haven't had to look at, you know.
Well, so I asked you what you thought speculatively could trigger. I'm going to turn it around. What could Vanguard have done to motivate you to register?
Oh, it's hard to think that they could do anything.
They don't send you emails, so they probably don't have your email address if you haven't registered online.
Right.
Email's probably not going to work, but how could they have, you know, it's almost like what
Can only reach me by mail. And, you know, the best thing they can do, I mean, what they seem to, these places seem to do is say, you know, hey, you could do this paperless. And, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they do say, hey, go paperless. You know, I mean, I barely open them. So,
yeah, well, I was going to say, I don't think you open them.
Right, exactly. So
it has to be on the outside of the envelope.
It would be. Maybe they should put it on the outside of the envelope. And be, this way, you know, if they're telling me go paperless on the outside of the envelope, it might really make me think, oh shit, this is something I probably should open and look at, and so I might get to open it, and beyond that, but again, I have no reason to want to look at it, so I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have bothered.
Right. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to share with me? Any comments, questions, or suggestions about Vanguard, Vanguard.com?
No, I was just going to say, in line with that same finishing thing, you could say, you know, go paperless, don't have so much tiresome mail and cutting down the trees, and we remind you by email. You know, I mean, you could make it clear that you will be in contact with me, so I can't forget you.
Right,
or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody of my age or older, I think, and older than me especially, you know, they're like, what the hell? If I forget, where's it going to go? Or if I lose my email thing, where's it going to go? You know? So, you know, you have to figure out how to reach those people who are not comfortable with the Internet in general.
Right.
you know.
Right, which is not your issue.
It's not, not
remember,
really,
all
no.
I care about is you right now. But
yeah, okay,
but,
right, yeah, sorry.
Right,
sorry.
No, that's
yeah,
okay. I remind people of that, but because
yeah.
I say that at the beginning. But
yeah,
one
forgot.
Other thing, at the very beginning of this conversation you shared mm-hmm. with me, or the beginning, you shared with me your perceptions of Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about them being successful. That was a word that came up a lot.
Yeah.
Wise mm-hmm. and successful choice. Now that we've talked about Vanguard, Vanguard.com, some of the features and benefits, any way, has that impacted your perceptions at all in any way, positive, negatively, or neutral?
Has
it changed your perceptions?
Changed my perceptions.
Or impacted, I should.
I don't think so. No, I don't. I don't think so.
That's fine. That's
you know, of course, my perceptions are, you know, they were, you know, they're in the realm of, like, superstition, for God's sake, you know.
Right.
It's
right.
Like, I read a couple of things 1,000 years ago,
yeah.
and it stuck in my head as a
right.
positive thing, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
really,
right.
I mean, you can almost, you could almost not do anything but come down.
Right.
In a way, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
You might become more of the herd,
mm-hmm.
potentially, you know.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's a legacy element here because your parents had them, and that's where
I think that's
some
true.
Of the perceptions have formed.
Yeah, that's
them,
right.
Or been
they,
passed
they,
on.
Yeah, they didn't lose their shirt. They,
mm-hmm.
I think their money, you know, they gained, the money went. Grew and
right.
so you know their retirement was successful
mm-hmm.
and so I don't feel like oh shit stay away from Vanguard you know they're gonna screw you
right.
Or they're or you know you're gonna lose your money or something
yeah.
like that you know and that might be true of all these places it may be that you know one is as good as the other I don't know but that's it's I do it's a, you're exactly right it's a legacy concept
okay.
yeah.
Well, we are done, Laura. I want to thank you so much for your time. It's been extremely insightful and helpful. And just I'm talking to a lot of people who haven't registered for Vanguard.com, and what Vanguard's mm-hmm. trying to do is just find out why and what are the reasons why to better serve their clients. And
yeah.
That's what this is all about. So you've been
all right.
extremely helpful. Smith Research will be sending you your incentive in the mail. Get
okay.
a good old-fashioned paper check.
Okay.
After all this talk
and
about
they have
about,
my address. I don't know.
I will. I will reach out to them. Make sure that they do have your current address. If they don't, I will make sure they contact you and get it.
Okay.
I don't. I since I they should be get have asked you for it. But if they didn't, I will make sure.
Okay. It's entirely possible. You know, my memory is just.
That's okay. That's
all
right. I'll make sure that
you know.
they have it, and
okay.
I'll reach out to them right now.
Okay.
So thank you so much, and I wish you continued success with your career. It sounds fascinating. and I would imagine that with the winter that this that's happening in the Northeast, you might,
yeah,
you
yeah.
might not be
it's
getting
money,
many boats in the water in the next few
no,
months.
No, we're done rowing. Now we're going to
yeah.
move it all to Florida for a little while.
Oh, is that what you did? Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, lucky
yeah.
you.
Yeah, winter training.
Do you
twice.
Get to go? You get to go.
I get to drive the trailer.
Oh, okay.
yeah.
Well, I'm not too far south of you. I'm in New York, and I know the weather has turned cold, and it's headed your way. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're
so,
enjoying it.
Yeah. All right, well, enjoy
right.
Florida, and stay
you.
Warm, and it's
yeah.
been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay,
bye.
Cool. Thanks. Bye-bye.